SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Baseball season on Moneyline.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That can't be. We can't have that.
With Donnie Baseball Right Side.
It's good times now, obviously, with all the changes to Major League Baseball, as I like to put them, every single one of them better than the next. You're going to get the same amount, if not more, scoring and more action all at once in a shorter, condensed time frame. It would be like me coming on and going, yo, Kevin, you know what makes a football game better? Put in 17 more commercial breaks. I love the breathing of the game, Kevin.
And Kevin K. Master Walsh.
This morning got me ready. This look, going into yesterday, doing research, giving out the pick six for people, giving out World Series previews and predictions. I felt that energy this morning. You know whose idea was putting like a massive behind the scoreboard clock? That's one of the worst ideas of all time. You don't want anybody thinking about the pitch clock.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Do you know what time it is? Yeah, you know what time it is. You're listening. That's why 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. No better place to be than right here, right now. And that's listening to the Sports Grid Network on Sirius XM Channel 159. Moneyline in the afternoon. Donnie Wrightside here. Solo mission today. Okay, Dubs will be back with us on Friday. But today we have a lot of hot topics. Major League Baseball, certainly one of the hottest of topics, having some fun. I actually already placed two wagers here for the afternoon. Now, there is a game that's going to have first pitch in just a matter of moments, and we definitely want to get that out to the people here. So let me just bring up my handy-dandy calculator here. All right, we're going with the Red Sox here in the afternoon, all right? I think it makes some sense, but not the Red Sox as a team, people. We're not betting sides. We're betting prop bets here. We're going to fade Spencer Turnbull a little bit. Now, look, not great weather out here. Four game cancellations already today. And I guess right around 80 degrees or so probably in Atlanta, but there is some rain. Everywhere else is pretty chilly. But we're going to go with Detroit here. Boston versus Detroit. Lineups are out, obviously. First pitch is at 110, which is coming up in about 5 to 6 minutes. I went with an RBI prop here. Two of them. Adam Duvall and Alex Verdugo. What? Look at this, though. Plus 195 for Duvall, plus 240 for Alex Verdugo. I think it makes some sense this year. 19 at-bats Verdugo's had so far against right-handed pitching, 278 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage 447. Now, granted, he's at plus 240. Why? Maybe a wasted at-bat to start the game, unless he hits a solo home run, right? So you're looking for those wraparound runs. But if we're looking at Adam Duvall right in the middle of that lineup, looks like in the five-hole today, 500 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage 577. He should be able to drive in some runs, and that's the way we're going. Because Turnbull only has 18 at-bats under his belt right now. 12 to lefties, 6 to righties. Weighted on base percentage of lefties 582 to righties 785. That's the way we're playing this off. The goal, again, look, we want to sweep, right? But you split on a plus 240, plus 195. Fantastic. You will take that each and every time. Trust me on that. We will do that. So that's early. If you want to get that in and cheer it on with me, we can do that. Yesterday, pretty good in Major League Baseball, right? I put out that early hitter prop parlay, which did have a void to it, but the two other legs won. So we got some pizza money back, as I like to say. And then the nightcap again with that same game, with another game last night, the only nightcap, I guess it was, the Royals and the Blue Jays. We split some nice props there in RBI action. And that's what we're going at today. I'm having fun as opposed to like hitter prop parlays, runners to score. I really like this RBI market right now. And these prices vary all over the place. We always, as handicappers, love to shop around. I live in New Jersey. I have a plethora of books that I can use. But the one that we're focused in on is actually Bet365. Sensational numbers on betting RBI props. Much, much better than most books that I'm looking at here. So that's where I got those two numbers, plus 185 and plus 240. Now, also, if you're just listening in your car, driving around, maybe you won't be hanging around for hour number two. Shame on you, but I'll take care of you guys. Because in hour number two, it's Toronto and Kansas City. Same game last night where we split some options in RBI. We're getting back to it again today. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Matt Chapman, each to get an RBI. Now, it's not a parlay. Split them, right? Matt Chapman, I actually used FanDuel in this one with a 25% odds boost and got that to plus 144 for Matt Chapman. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr., we went with Bet365. That's a plus 140 for him to get an RBI or more. So Vladimir Guerrero Jr. on the young season, 21 at-bats against right-handed pitching, 200 ISO power, number 435 weighted on base percentage. He'll be hitting out of the two-hole. Last night I went with Bichette and Chapman, I believe it was. And Chapman got the RBI, but Chapman in the cleanup spot today. We should do well in that game. We should. So I'm looking for at least a split against Jordan Lyles, the right-handed pitcher, who he's only faced 13 batters from the right-hand side this year. Weighted on base percentage of 414 to those righties. Again, if you listen to the show yesterday, it's really early. These numbers technically aren't correlating. You're just running with like a hot hand at this point. Once those numbers start to fill in through about 30 to 60 days of Major League Baseball, we'll be able to get after it hard and fast. But having said that, take a look at the first five batters in the lineup today for the Toronto Blue Jays against right-handed pitching in 2023. Weighted on base percentage for Bichette, 390. Guerrero Jr., 435. Varsho, 394. Chapman, 541. And Merrifield, 381. You should have plenty of base runners here in the first five guys. But again, sometimes it doesn't equate because we're still looking at freezing cold temperatures, it feels like. But, hey, we'll fight through it. We'll have some fun. That's why we're not going full throttle. Just quarter units on all of these to have some fun, pick up some money. Plus money at the end of the day. Now, if you're watching the Masters right now, yep, it is underway. We're going to go over the leaderboard, have some fun with that, see where some of the odds are lining up. Got a good day ahead of us today, people on Moneyline. Let's make sure we use it to the best of our ability. Stephen Wright's out here in the afternoon series, XM Channel 159. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number one here in full effect right here on the Sports Grid Network. This is Moneyline. If you want to get involved and have some fun in the show, it's easy, people. 844-843-6879. It's your boy down your right side. Going to be here for the next 2 hours. Just trying to load up a game right now. Just about to get underway. And that is the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Looks like it is a game here on the MLB Network. So at least we'll be able to keep an eye on that. And we'll see if we can have some fun and cash that ticket in again. 2 o'clock is the next game after that. Yesterday, we had like 10 games on while we were on the air. It was wildness out there watching it all play out. But today, a couple rainouts here sort of ruined that afternoon fun, including my Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Supposed to be the home opener in Philadelphia. That's been rained out. That's why they put in. And by the way, it's been rained out. Beautiful right now in Philadelphia at 1:15 p.m. Bright, sunny skies. Warm weather, but we're anticipating some rain. And as you know, if there's any rain in the forecast with a slight chance of interrupting that game, they're going to postpone it and just move it to Friday, and away we go. So it is going to be cooler conditions here in the city of Philadelphia for that game. But going over the Masters right now, looking at the Masters leaderboard. I wonder if we can get all players up here on this leaderboard here. Let's see. Because usually when you go to Masters.com, gives you that giant, I guess, you know, whiteboard. So I guess it just looks like it's keeping it on there. So I'll keep that the same. Victor Hovland, 5 under through 10. John Rahm, 3 under through 9. Stallings, 2 under. Looks like he finished his round. How about this? Is this Freddie Boom Boom Couples? Is this Freddie Boom Boom Couples at 2 under up on the leaderboard? How about that? Lowry, 2 under. Schauffele, 2 under. Scott, 2 under. Young, 2 under. Koepka, 2 under through 4 holes. Trying to make a run there as a LIV Golf challenger. How about that? Kisner also 1 under, and looks like he's through 16. So something to keep an eye on today. We'll certainly have that up and keep it involved. If we're using, and again, I'm not a Masters bettor per se. Because, and sometimes it's fun, and I really missed out because there's a couple little bonuses you could have placed, but just didn't feel it here. More focused primarily on Major League Baseball at this point here. And leading off the game, it looks like Verdugo did line out to left field, as I said. Probably would have been tough there unless he hit a solo home run, but it still would have been nice to put some guys on base so maybe they can set up Adam Duvall a little bit later in that lineup there. But Masters, it looks beautiful down there. And the reason why I'm bringing up the Masters looking beautiful is it's not supposed to be beautiful over the weekend at all. And maybe that gives us some opportunities if you are a better in golf. So say, you know what? might get a little bit wet and wild over the weekend because I believe the temperatures somewhere in the 80s today down in Augusta, Georgia. That's going to turn on its head. So I'm looking right at it from Fox Weather down in Augusta, Georgia. 86 degrees today, no rain in the forecast. Friday, 79 degrees, showers in the forecast. Saturday, 51 degrees with rain, which means that's not just a passing shower. That might be a day of rain. Sunday, 58 degrees and cloudy. Monday, 65, in case they have to push it back. Hopefully, that is not going to be the case. But having said that, 86 to 79 to 51 on moving day. That's impressive. That's going to be a show here. And also, windy conditions. As we were updating earlier, both myself and Joe Ranieri, there's going to be some wind gusts down there, up to 25 miles an hour over the weekend, which that's going to play into it. Now, usually, if you were talking golf tournament action, you know, mid-80s in a major, rain in the forecast, a lot of these players would welcome that. Softens up the greens. You're able to go directly at pins where a lot of times at Augusta, you can't do that. Augusta, Georgia, the Masters, that's about playing to pin placement. That's about making the right play. Staying above the hole, staying below the hole, staying to the right of the hole, the left of the hole makes all the difference. You just can't go directly at flags at Augusta for the most part. But when it does rain and you get those type of conditions, players get bold. They'll go for the green. They'll go for sticking close to the pin if maybe they wouldn't have if that stint meter is rolling hot. Current betting favorites here at the Masters today as it is underway. FanDuel Sportsbook, John Rahm, a plus 550. He's two shots back of Hovland. Scottie Scheffler, 7-1. I'm not too sure if he's teed off yet because, again, this Masters leaderboard is only showing me a top few golfers, which I'm going to switch over at the break here to get another one. Rory McIlroy, plus 650. Victor Hovland, who's actually in the lead at the Masters right now, he's 10-1. Xander Schauffele, plus 22-1. Or excuse me, 22-1. Jordan Spieth, 22-1, and away we go here. Now, you know what? While I'm right on the air, so I'm not just going to look at the top five, because you know who we're looking for, right? And by the way, that is Freddie Boom Boom Couples out here, people. Dealing. Minus 2 through 17. Shoo! What, has got the loafers on out there again? Always had that super, super sweet swing. He really did. One of the best swings in golf history. Also beloved. Beloved by the crowd. Absolutely. All right. Tiger Woods is tied for 45th at plus 2, it looks like, through 10. So I know a lot of people had bets on Tiger Woods to make the cut and also Tiger Woods to not make the cut. Now, as I see him here on 11, middle of the fairway, let's see what he does here on this shot. So he's coming downhill, certainly. There's no obvious, you know, cut line yet or appearance of a cut line because not everybody's even on the golf course just yet. Some superstars still yet to get up there. Dustin Johnson, Will Zalatoris, Colin Morikawa, Max Homa, Rory McIlroy, Tony Finau, Jordan Spieth, all waiting to go. And Tiger missed badly on that shot off to the right. So he's got a ton of work to do to try to get up and down. Looks like he's doing one of his, I think my back hurts in the middle of the fairway. You know how Tiger does it, right? Front runner extraordinaire. Hit a bad shot. Oh, no, that was my back. Don't blame me. Come on, Tiger. Get it together out here. Because there were a lot of Masters specials here at the FanDuel Sportsbook with Tiger Woods included in them. Bogey-free round, bogey-free two rounds. Yeah, no, that's already out the window here. Now, we are looking to see if Tiger Woods, I think one of them was if Tiger Woods was going to make four birdies on the round today. And as I'm looking right now, he does have one birdie, which was a par 5 eighth. And that's usually where you can, you know, make up some ground. He did have a par, the second is a par 5. He parred that hole. So he is one under par on the front 9 on par 5s. Par 5s on the back 9 at 13 and 15. But he is going to have to make it up. But when the good part is when you're not actually betting the round itself, you're just betting birdies. If he blows up a hole, so what? Shoot an 8, doesn't matter. Because you're only betting birdies for him to get. But we'll see how it turns out. Tiger Woods, I believe, at the FanDuel Sportsbook, when it was all said and done, when he teed off, was a 70-1 price. And if I'm scrolling through right now, I don't know where we wind up with him. Let's see. Like, even my guy Phil Mickelson's 150-1. I assume he teed off already, too. But let me get Tiger's updated number, if it's even on the board. Yeah, there we go. If you want Tiger Woods right now, which he's +2, you can get him at 320-1. How about that? 320-1. Now I'm trying to try. There he is. Phil Mickelson. Hey, not bad, Phil. Tied for 23rd. Even through three. What price can we get on Phil Mickelson? Look at that, people. Three-time champion. 150-1 right now if you want Super Phil. I am interested to see if some of these long shots can come in. Because keep in mind, again, as I talked about it, you're looking for some bad weather here, some windy conditions. Saturday might be an absolute mess. Maybe there's a chance for some movers and shakers here in the Masters. Now, I don't know if anybody out there listening gets down and bets. Because I imagine, and I think I do miss out a lot on some things. I really do. Because there's so many fun things to bet here. Round leader, hole specials, you know, three ball, birdies are better. And then if you want to take the long approach, the majors, right? Hey, who's going to finish in the top 20 in all majors? Who can finish in the top 15, the top 10? All that good stuff. By the way, Chris Sale here puts the first two runners on base here for Detroit. So Boston now, bottom of the first inning, two on and nobody out. We'll keep that updated here in that score. But I didn't get any action in the first inning. So maybe some runs here by Detroit. We'll get Boston to counter back and score some runs. We're here, and we're ready. It's Moneyline, Donnie Wrightside. I'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Solo mission today, your boy DRS. That's okay. We're going to hold it down. Boston and Detroit still bottom of the first inning. Two batters on. One out as they got a strikeout here. And I should say they. That was Chris Sale. So trying to work out of danger here in the first inning. We'll keep you updated if we have any changes. The next Major League Baseball game does start at 2 o'clock. So we have wagers in both of those games to see if we can have some fun and certainly get after it. By the way, always when we have some, you know, topics that come up, or even just being a social media driven show, because why, as I always tell you, it's very rare that I don't have Twitter in front of my face, specifically TweetDeck, so everything just rotates through and something funny comes up and grabs my eye. I love to talk about it. Now, I'm 45 years old, so my wheelhouse, I guess you could say, was the 90s, right? 1990 to 2000. Was I going to high school? My freshman year was 92, graduated in 96, off to college late 90s. But Michael Jordan was always funny to me in the 90s. Not because he wasn't a very good player, but there is, if anybody follows the 70s sports account, Super 70s Sports, and I can't repeat exactly what it says, but it says 6 rings and 48-year-old mom jeans. It's a picture of Michael Jordan, and it must be that 6th title celebration where Hyde Park, I don't in Chicago, I believe that's what it is, I'm not sure. But that's where they always, you know, the bosses go and they gather and, you know, a couple hundred thousand people cheer on the players up on the stage. But the thing that makes me laugh is Michael Jordan was always a horrendous dresser. Forget about his suits. Just a horrendous overall dresser. And it made me laugh when I saw that because you see the jeans that, I mean, again, Michael Jordan's a tall dude. But they basically go up to his, I don't know, chest with a belt tucked in with a t-shirt, but that's been Michael Jordan. Because in the 90s, if a lot of people listening here really didn't have their run in the 90s like I did, earrings were a big thing for guys back then. Hoop earrings, diamond studded earrings, earrings in both ears. Yeah, I had earrings in both ears in the 90s. Shout out that. But everybody sort of gave up on that once, like, you know, the year 2000 or so turned. The hoop rings, you know, basically out. Now, JP, yeah, well, give me your heyday. What was it? Early 2000s, mid-2000s, 2020? What was your heyday out here?
Well, I just turned 25, so
okay.
I think it's kind of coming to the end of the heyday now.
Now, JP, everything, you have to understand this. Everything comes back around. Tight jeans, baggy jeans, long shorts, short shorts. Like, everything makes a comeback. It doesn't matter. Earrings were massive on guys in the 90s. Is that going to come back? Or is it back? Like, I'm not out there now. Is it back now? I don't see too many kids that I'm around with earrings now, though.
No, it's definitely back. Not the hoop earrings, but like the studs. That is definitely back in style.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I'm talking about JP. Like some guys had like 3-4 earrings like in their left ear, like all the way up to the top. Like that was hot. Now, I didn't do that. Yeah, like I didn't do that. But it's kind of funny because, again, I said my heyday's in the 90s. You weren't even born. So it does make me laugh at times when you sort of date yourself. But I'm telling you, the earrings, I do believe are going to come back, JP. Like the hoops. Like Jordan's still trying to keep it going, though. He's had that for 30, 40 years now, it feels like.
I mean, it's a good look for him. You know what, Donnie? Why don't I bring it back? I'll get some hoops.
You should. Now, here's what I need to see. Early line tomorrow morning on a Friday. Sport coat, T-shirt, glasses, mustache, hoop earrings.
Hoop earrings.
Now, K-Dub, could he pull off the hoop earring? That would be good. Like, maybe that. Management.
If he got studs, it would be good, but the hoops on him would be wild.
I think I might be able to get by with hoop earrings with management. I think K-Dub, by intermission, or should I say, the first commercial break, would come back out of the break without those hoop earrings in. Boy, I would love to see it, though.
If you showed up with hoop earrings, I don't think you'd make it through a segment without dying laughing.
Oh, my God. You know what? Because now, granted, I'm assuming, because, again, I had both of my ears pierced at one time. I don't know if I could put it. Now, the hole in your ear, it's basically a hole that's going to stay there. I'm assuming it closed, but I wonder if I can get studs through there. I'm about to play a prank with K-Dub. Now, granted, I didn't save JP any hoop earrings from the 90s, so I'm about to be borrowing the wife's or something like that. But I don't know if I could make it through my ear, but that would be great stuff. K-Dub, I think we should get it for K-Dub. And by the way, the one that I do like, that I hope went out in style, whoever made it up where you have the earrings, where it stretches your earlobe, like you start with like a tiny one, then it grows to the size of like a dime, then a penny. Yeah, then like a quarter in your ear. Now, come on now. Did you not know like that was going to ruin your ear like throughout the rest of your life, JP? Like who even would have started that or why they thought that was good?
Yeah, that's like the early 2000s, mid-2000s, like punk era of style right there. That is way out of style, I'd say, in the mainstream of fashion.
How about the tongue rings, JP? Tongue rings were big. Like, see, I didn't have one, so I'm not going to say. Yeah, exactly.
Thankfully.
Guys and girls, JP, were rocking the like stud in your tongue. Think about that. What would possess you to blast your tongue with a spike and put something in there? I never understood it, and so many people did it.
No, I couldn't even imagine the amount of money I'd need to stick something through my tongue.
Yeah, because when you get the ear blast, like it's like boom, like they get that little gun out, and it's like ooh, that like felt like a bee sting for a second, then goes away. Blasting your tongue? No, sir, no.
Yeah, especially like imagine trying to eat with that, and you got to take out a tongue ring.
I don't even know
how it works. I don't want to know.
I don't even know. Could you take it out? I don't even know. Or it closed?
I don't have a clue. I don't want to know.
And I wonder if it just ruins your tongue for the rest of your life. But I'm telling you, tons of people were doing that back in the day. So there you go. 90s fashion on full display. Why? Because I see a picture of Michael Jordan with those big mom jeans going on here. All right. Out of the first inning here, Boston and Detroit zeros. Looks like we now have a runner. Good. This is good, though. Is that Yoshi? Who actually got the base hit there? I can't actually see here. Let me see. Duvall's now at the plate. I'm trying to say. Oh, it's Yoshida. Yeah, okay. So Yoshida is on base here. Does have some speed. Would love Yoshida. Steal a base right here. That's what we're rooting for. And he did beat the throw. There's no doubt about it. So he's on first base with a base knock. And now Duvall comes up hitting a comfortable 476 on the season. So we're going to see what Duvall is going to be able to do in the next few moments. Maybe cash a ticket, double in the gap, blast into the seats. Yeah, that's what I want to see happen here. So again, Major League Baseball today, Red Sox and Tigers underway, Giants and White Sox. That's going to be at 2:10. Oh, Duvall just missed that. He really did. Right to the warning track. Darn it. All right. So Yoshida does not move up and stays on first base. We got a good piece of that. Shame didn't get over his head. But all right. So we're down our first two batters. No big deal. Long way to go in that one. Blue Jays Royals at 2:10. We got to play in that game. 4:10 Nationals and the Rockies. It's good to see a total showing up at 11 there. Good old Coors Field. Padres and the Braves, 7:20 p.m. tonight. That's going to be Snell and Strider. That's a really good one. And then the nightcap tonight, Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. That's at 10:10 p.m. May versus Kelly. So they'll get a pop in there. Postponed games today, as we talked about. Really in the Northeast. Marlins, Mets. That game is supposed to be at Citi Field in Queens. That's rained out. Reds and the Phillies. Postponed. That's going to be played tomorrow. Yankees and the Orioles, and then the Astros Twins. Now, the Astros Twins isn't on the East Coast, but I believe it's supposed to be freezing conditions, and nobody wants to play in freezing conditions here. Fans don't want to be there, and players don't want to hit. Pitchers don't want to pitch in that. Don't get it twisted. So those four games were rained out and or inclement weather, a.k.a. it's really too cold to play baseball here. Middle of the second inning now with the Tigers coming up to the plate. Cabrera, Scope, and Rogers do up here. So again, we'll keep an eye on Major League Baseball. Wagers are in. Let's have some fun. And all of these wagers that I have today are plus money. And that feels good. You're like, oh, man, come on, man. You just lost a minus 160, a minus 180, you know, minus 210. No, that's not the case. We're going for plus money here, and the RBI prop is the angle. All right, let's talk about some NBA action tonight as well. The reason we are, there are some funny business lines out here. Why? A lot of teams have things wrapped up. A lot of teams don't have much to play for. Some teams with nothing to play for, playing teams that have just about everything to play for. Are you ready for this one here? For the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic. Take a look at this. Here's the line on the game at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Minus 10. MGM, minus 10 and a half. Oh, man. Cavaliers going to roll, Donnie. Eh, heck yeah. You laying the points? Well, if you are, you're actually laying them with the Orlando Magic. The Magic are favored by 10 points. And you say to yourself, wait a second. This is still an NBA team. How does this actually happen? Well, let me read you who's out today. You tell me. Donovan Mitchell, out. Caris LeVert, out. Darius Garland, out. Jared Allen, out. Evan Mobley, out. I mean, are we essentially, I guess these guys are probably on the plane and went to Orlando and probably went to the Magic Kingdom. I mean, are they even going to the arena tonight? Epcot Center, Magic Kingdom, where else? What else they got out there? By the way, Animal Kingdom. Maybe my favorite part down there in Disney. Maybe it is. Epcot, don't mind it. More for grown-ups. Magic Kingdom? Yeah. All right. Been there, done that. But how about that? Basically, everybody is out. Maybe they're taking a ride. Maybe a float. Maybe they're eating with, I guess, in Cinderella's Castle. Maybe they got some hot reservations over there. Going to Yak and Yeti. But that's why. A minus 10 for the Orlando Magic tonight. Then you have games that don't even matter. Portland Trailblazers, San Antonio Spurs. Spurs minus 4.5. Both of these teams quit on the season. You have games that matter to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the Utah Jazz technically still in the playoff race, if you want to call it. OKC minus 6.5. Need that game. Phoenix Suns! The Phoenix Suns are like 8 games behind the Nuggets. They're laying close to 11. Oh, man, the craziness of the NBA as we wind down the regular season, which does end on Sunday. And there was a protest in the NBA. It was just denied. Come on back. Let's find out why. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's get back at it here. Talked about the Dallas Mavericks protest being denied. We're going to get to that in just a few moments. Now, I know you people like when I give you updates here on Major League Baseball and what makes sense. Now, check this out. So we're watching, or should I say I'm watching, maybe some people along with us, listening along and watching TV. Detroit Tigers 2, Boston Red Sox 0. So you might think, like, okay, look at that. Two runs on the board for the Tigers. Now, Chris Sale hasn't been very good so far. And this, forget about this game where he's already given up two runs, not even through two innings just yet. He's got two outs in the bottom of the second here, so he needs another out to get through this. But his xFIP is a little bit high on the season, decent strikeout numbers. He's only faced 19 batters coming into this game. Now, why is that important? Lefties an .873 weighted on base percentage, which is ridiculous. Righties at a .536. Now, he is through the second inning right now, but again, still has given up two runs on a two-run shot to Jake Rogers. Now, why is that important? Let's go down the list here of the roster for the Detroit Tigers today coming into play. Granted, nobody against, you know, left-handed pitching on the Tigers, has more than 11 at-bats. Those two at-bats that have 11 are Matt Vierling. And let me just see what we got. Who else has the 11 here? Riley Green. Okay, so yes, two guys. Vierling, Baez. So let's just start. ISO power number. Matt Vierling, 0 through 11 at-bats against left-handed pitching. Javi Baez, 0 ISO power number through 10 at-bats versus left-handed pitching. Green, 11 at-bats versus left-handed pitching, a 0 ISO power number. Torkelson, who's a right-handed batter, he's had 9 at-bats against left-handed pitching, a 111 ISO power number. Again, ridiculously bad. Haas, in the fifth hole, right-handed batter, 6 at-bats against left-handed pitching, 0 ISO power. Miguel Cabrera, yeah, that Miguel Cabrera, hitting 6th in the lineup, right-handed bat versus left-handed pitching this year, 8 at-bats, 125 as an ISO power number. Jonathan Scope, batting 7th, right-handed batter, 8 at-bats against left-handed pitching, 0 ISO power number. Now here comes Jake Rogers, hitting 8th in the lineup, 6 at-bats, again, not this very limited here, 6 at-bats against left-handed pitching in 2023. ISO power number coming into the game, 500. Weighted on base percentage, 467. First at-bat in this game, launch codes, 2-0. Isn't that impressive? Like, if you would have said, or if he said, hey, Donnie, I didn't take anybody from Detroit. That's why we have a couple batters for Boston here. But if somebody would have said, hey, Donnie, I'm going to give you a free bet, but it's only on the Detroit Tigers, and you must pick one player to hit a home run, it would be Jake Rogers. He's the only plus guy in the entire order coming into today. Now, granted, again, nobody has more than 11 at-bats against left-handed pitching, but sometimes it's just funny how those type of things work out. Like, the one guy that has a green light, he deposits one in the seats, which is really impressive. And I get a kick out of stuff like that. But I just wanted to keep you updated there. That game's 2-0 as we await for the Toronto Blue Jays, Kansas City Royals, San Francisco Giants, and Chicago White Sox to get underway. Both of those games start at 2:11. After those two games, it's the Washington Nationals and the Colorado Rockies. They get underway at 4:11 Eastern. Now let's get back to the protest here. I'm going to go over some NBA notes. It seems like when you protest a game in any major sport, we talk about hockey, I guess there's protests there, baseball, basketball, football, whatever. Can you protest football? I don't even know. But I know we hear it a lot in basketball. I'm going to protest that game. It's not going to make sense. So, just to bring people back here, the NBA today, and I'm reading right from NBA Communications, the NBA today denied the Dallas Mavericks protest of their 127-125 loss to the Golden State Warriors on March 22nd, 2023. The Mavericks protest asserted that, with approximately 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter, the officials did not properly administer an out-of-bounds call and a subsequent throw-in that was followed by an uncontested basket by Golden State. But the incident occurred with nearly 14 minutes remaining in the game, and Dallas thereafter took the lead twice in the final 4 minutes. So you see where this protest is going right here. Under these circumstances, Dallas was not able to show, as required under the standard for NBA game protests, that it was deprived of a fair opportunity to win the game, and the protest failed on that basis alone. So, in conclusion, they write, the NBA concluded that although the game officials could have taken steps to better manage this particular situation, that did not provide a basis for the extraordinary remedy of upholding a game protest. That's what always happens, isn't it? It really, I'm telling you, man. You have to put up money in the NBA to have a protest, or at least make a protest. And it always seems like a lost cause. Because the NBA really does not want to say, okay, everybody fly back and let's replay the final few minutes of this game. That usually doesn't take place here. It usually doesn't. So that's the way that played out. And by the way, okay. We got ducks on the pond here in the top of the third inning. Who's on the... Now, hold on. I got to check here. Sometimes this thing goes through too quickly for me. Let me bring up my baseball scores here. Because sometimes it doesn't show overall. All right. It looks like we got first Oh, this is good. This is good, people. We got first and third, nobody out, with Hernandez at the plate, who's the nine-hole batter. Now, honestly, here's what I want. A strikeout. I strike this guy out. Come on, Turnbull. We don't need Kike up here getting a base knock. Or if he does, make sure that guy gets the third base. I would like for... This is terrible. Now, you see what just happened there? I know you guys can't see what just happened there. But it was a ground out, which means Arroyo scored from third. The runner doesn't advance to second base because he was the guy out. And now there's a man on first. That was really close right there. Oh, Kike. Why couldn't you just hit a pop-up in the infield? And worst case, he hits a slow dribbler to shortstop, which they try to turn a double play, but they actually don't even make the throw to first. That would have been nice to at least have a guy on second base. So now when we have Alex Verdugo at the plate here, we need Verdugo to get an extra base hit. So that's what we're hoping for at this point. But that was a decent chance if we just had a bad at-bat by Kike Hernandez. But he picks up the RBI. And I'm pretty sure his RBI number out of the nine hole had to be something sort of sensational. Definitely over 2-1. But now we have a 2-1 baseball game here between the Red Sox and the Tigers. Once again with Verdugo at the plate. Now we got to wait till the fifth hole here for Adam Duvall to get a chance at a base knock and or an RBI. So we're a little bit of a ways away, but maybe a little bit missing out right there, which, man, could have had a shot at that. We really could have had a shot at that there. All right, let's get back to some Masters coverage here and get you updated on the leaderboard today. Victor Hovland, 6 under par. And Victor Hovland, by the way, is only through 12 holes at 6 under par. Second place, 6 under par. Now, what? Hold on here. Now, see, this is, now, granted, I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant right now because this is what gets on my nerves, right? I see, and I guess he dropped back now. Okay, now it's back to normal. Now it is. Victor Hovland, 6 under through 6 today. Xander Schauffele, 3 under through 12. Excuse me. Hovland, 6 under through 12. Schauffele, 3 under through 12. Rahm, 3 under through 11. So there's four guys at 3 under, and Hovland at 6 under. That is massive right now. I mean, that is massive. Brooks Koepka playing well at 3 under par. So you do have some live golfers trying to make an appearance here. And by the way, a pickoff. That's the second pickoff I've actually watched live already in the season. So now Verdugo is at the plate with nobody on, which is ridiculous. Now, Verdugo doubles in the gap, but we're going to have some issues here, people. We're going to get upset, and we're going to get angry here. Because otherwise, we need a solo home run when it looks like he just had a simple flyout, so didn't hurt into left field. No harm, no foul. But that inning could have been nice for us here. As we talked about, Freddie Boom Boom Couples. He actually finished with a 71 today. How about that? 1 under par for Freddie Couples. Scott Stallings through his day, 2 under par, shot a 70. Mike Weir, 72. Taylor Gooch, 72. Kevin Kisner, 72. Kokrak, 73. Henley, 73. Adrian Meronk, 73. And then my guy Sandy Lyle shot an 81 today. Congratulations, way to hang out. Louis Oosthuizen shot a 76. Vijay Singh, 75. Those are the guys that have the lifetime, you know, pass to play Augusta. You win one, you can come back. And I remember a few years ago, it used to be, if you were alive, per se, players were coming back to the Masters, teeing off and playing like 2 holes and bouncing. And the Masters was like, hey, look, we gave you the lifetime pass, but it was up to you to let us know when you just couldn't be competitive anymore. It's not you show up when you're 82 years old, hit a shot down the fairway, try to par the first hole, and then head off into the bar. Like, that's not the goal of the Masters. And they stopped that a few years ago, and rightfully so. I mean, come on now. Like, you're just going to show up at the Masters and play a hole and leave? Come on. It's Masters golf. It's championship golf. You can't do that right now. Also, talked about the Masters this weekend. Windy conditions. Today, only 5 mile an hour winds. Gusts at 5 miles an hour as well. So nothing. You want to go low today, which may be, again, we talked about it earlier. Victor Hovland's 6 under through 12. I'm not going to say he's through 12 with 6 holes to go, which means he's going to end up at like 9 under par. Let's just say he gets to 7 under par. What happens if he has a big lead heading into Saturday where scoring conditions are terrible and like par is a good score? Does that help him? Or does that mean he can't handle the conditions and he wants it to be slow and hot out, all that good stuff? Because that will change a lot. It really will. So something to keep an eye on there. But let's talk NBA action. What happened last night and how we can certainly transform it into today. Because there were some scores last night that were certainly eye-opening and scores that were really big and had a giant impact. The Clippers and the Lakers in a virtual tie yesterday. Clippers were the home team, obviously LA. The Lakers play in crypto.com as well. But they were coming off a road game against the Utah Jazz, which they needed overtime to win that. LeBron James said after that game, hey man, this is going to be tough. That turnaround is going to be really hard. They both played. Talking about both of them, Anthony Davis and LeBron James. 37 points for the Clippers in the first quarter. 34 points for the Clippers in the second quarter. And that basically ended the ball game right there. Even though the Lakers actually won the third quarter by 8 and the fourth quarter by 4, they still lost the game by 7 points overall. So they were down. So now the Clippers actually moved into the 5th seed. The Lakers now hovering in that play-in round, which you want to try to avoid. The Dallas Mavericks yesterday, big victory. Now the Kings were on a back-to-back. So the Mavericks were waiting for them, but they used a nice second half here. 32-21 in the third quarter, 31-27 in the fourth quarter to down the Kings 123-19. That was one of those last-ditch efforts you felt by the Mavericks to try to save their season. Still out of the playoffs as of today, but at least we're going to get one more game out of the Dallas Mavericks superstars to see if they can get on their quest to make it into the play-in round. Quick segment before we hit the top of the hour. Come on back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, now we're ready to go here. All right, quick segment here before we hit the top of the hour. And hour number two on deck. If you want to get your phone calls in, it's easy, people. 844-843-6879. Hot play, hot action. What do you got? Giving away on the Masters? You got some plays out here? You ready to get going? You got some secrets about that? How about a Major League Baseball play today? Any of those? How about hockey? You got those too? Yeah, we'll take them all. But let's find out where JP is going tonight. And before we always do that, we find out where JP went last night. JP, where did we go last night with your wager?
We took a pretty bad pick. We took Denver to win the lead.
That's
the game
right.
Now what? Now dimes.
Now he was dropping dimes. He didn't even have a dime on the court in points though, right? What did he have? Like 6 points? What did he finish?
6 points, 16 assists. Yeah. Every time he touched that ball, he was running around the screen and dishing it to the next guy. I was sick.
Dinwiddie action 7-1. All right, so we got Masters action today. Major League Baseball. NBA, where are we going tonight on the card here?
I got to go with the player prop in the NBA. It's okay. Too good of one. There's one that's too good to pass up.
All right, so we're going to go player prop in the NBA. Not a massive schedule tonight. You have the Cleveland Cavaliers, Orlando Magic, Miami Heat, Philadelphia 76ers, Blazers, Spurs, Thunder, Jazz, Nuggets, and Suns. Now, as I was doing the early line this morning, we didn't have any player props up just yet for the Nuggets and the Suns, which they're up now. Booker 26.5, Kevin Durant 25.5, 8 and 14.5, Paul 12.5, and Okogie 8.5, which means nothing is up for the Denver Nuggets because we don't know who is playing for them. And probably no Nikola Jokic. So I'm going to say, you got to be going to the Sixer game then, right? Is that where you're
going? Yeah, I'm going to that Sixer game, absolutely.
So we're going to the Sixer game. Sixers are a current favorite of -2. Overall game in the standings probably doesn't mean much, but it does mean much for Joel Embiid, trying to put that nail in the coffin for the MVP. He's a 31.5 in player points tonight. Jimmy Butler is a 24.5, Bam Adebayo, 17.5, James Harden, 20.5, Tobias Harris, 12.5, and Tyler Hero, 18.5. So we know it's a player prop. We know it's Sixers Heat. Just we have to find out where JP is actually going on this one, which we're going to find in the top of the hour. Hour number two just about to be underway. Phone calls, you want them? You got them. 844-843-6879. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.